And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And it's brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building repairs your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And also by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. And we're going to get started with some local news. In a significant development from the Huron County District Court presided over by Judge Ferris, a high-stakes felony case has just seen a pivotal turn. Jason Daniel Conkey, initially charged with second-degree home invasion, has struck a deal that reshapes the prosecution's path entirely. Conkey has agreed to waive his preliminary examination and plead to a reduced charge of breaking and entering a building with intent. The strategic concession? He'll testify truthfully against any co-defendants. This move not only dismisses the original charge, but more severe felony charge. This move not only dismisses the original more severe felony charge and bypasses a habitual offender notice, but also transforms a defendant into a key witness for the state. It's a tactical win for prosecutors, securing a conviction and potentially opening doors to further cases. Conkey is now slated for arraignment in circuit court on April 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m. with his bond remaining in place, a legal chess match indeed playing out in our local courts. And a longtime family doctor in mid-Michigan is now headed to federal prison after admitting to distributing thousands of illegal images involving child exploitation, bringing a disturbing case to a close in federal court. Prosecutors say 62-year-old Robert Glopinski, who practiced family medicine in Coppock and treated both children and adults, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The case began unfolding in March of 2025 when a tip from Google alerted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to suspicious activity in online chat. Investigators say what they uncovered was deeply troubling, conversations allegedly involving the abuse of young girls, along with the sharing of explicit material. A search of Glopinski's home the following month turned up a staggering collection, more than 2,500 images and over 150 videos depicting child sexual abuse. Authorities say Glopinski admitted to possessing and distributing the material, and federal officials emphasized the gravity of the crime, noting the added betrayal of trust given Glopinski's role as a physician, someone entrusted with the care and well-being of families and children. The case serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing efforts by law enforcement to track and prosecute online exploitation and the severe consequences that follow. And we will be right back after this message from AVS Broadband and their tech team.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we are back with some national news. A new report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates that hybrid work models have reached a steady state in the American economy. Approximately 35% of the workforce currently operates in a multi-location capacity, which is a slight increase from 2025. The data suggests that while many firms have standardized their return-to-office policies, employees are prioritizing flexibility in exchange for wage stability. This shift is continuing to impact commercial real estate markets in major metropolitan hubs like New York and San Francisco. And the Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA, has granted approval for a new gene editing therapy designed to treat a rare, debilitating skin condition. This marks the first time a CRISPR-based treatment has been cleared for use in the specific dermatological field. This treatment works by correcting the underlying genetic mutation in a patient's own skin cells. And clinical trials showed significant improvement in wound healing and skin durability, offering a long-term solution for patients who previously had no effective options. And we will be right back with some international news after this message from Bresky Builders.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we are back. The leader of the Houthi movement in Yemen stated today that his group is not neutral in the ongoing conflict between Iran and the U.S.-Israeli coalition. He warned that the movement is prepared to intervene militarily if regional developments require it. This statement has heightened concerns that the war could expand into the Red Sea, further complicating global maritime trade. Security analysts are monitoring Houthi missile and drone capabilities, which have previously targeted commercial shipping in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. And the World Bank has approved an emergency financial assistance package intended to help low-income countries weather the economic shocks of the Middle East conflict. The funds are earmarked for food security and energy subsidies in regions hit hardest by rising import costs. The bank's president emphasized that the combination of high inflation and trade disruptions poses a grave risk to poverty reduction efforts. The program will prioritize nations in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. They're heavily dependent on imported grain and fuel. And we'll be right back with your obituaries after this message from McKenzie Jewelers.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. As the season changes, it's a perfect time for a little spring cleaning. And that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At McKenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today. Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we are back, and we do have some obituaries for you at this time. On Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, Kurt Douglas Schimber, age 59 of Bad Axe, entered into heaven. Kurt was born on August 13th, 1966 in Bad Axe, and survived by his wife Lisa and son Cody. The funeral service for Kurt Schimber will be on Tuesday, March 31st, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church. Friends and family of Kurt Schimber may call for visitation from 2 to 8 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home on Monday, March 30th. And also on Tuesday at the Bad Axe First Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials can be made to the family or Thumb Area Shelter or Thumb Animal Shelter. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Doris T. Stempfel, 81 of Cass City, died peacefully Wednesday, March 25th, 2026. Doris was born January 7th, 1945 in Paris Township. Doris is survived by her children Tammy, Renee, Thomas, James, and grandchildren, as well as her great-grandson. Visitation will take place Friday, April 17th, 2026 in Novesta Church of Christ from 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Interment has taken place in Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly. Memorials may be made to Novesta Church of Christ and arrangements are made by Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. And that was your news, weather, cancellations, and obituary. And that was your news and obituaries at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.